there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. No one will be lost. No one will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. Oh, it's Wednesday, so Daniel's with us today. Every Wednesday, his website on YouTube is Christian Remedy in Law. All one word, that's Christian Remedy in Law. So we are... We're talking about the notion of community. And it's funny because the Bible says that you should circumcise yourself from... the law. You should, in other words, you should don't cut your penis, for God's sake, but you should circumcise your law, God's law, from the legal law, which of course, as we said, destroys or attempts to destroy God's law. So this is the notion of circumcising your community, if you will, from those transgressions. And this is a very important part, but that doesn't necessarily mean, like you say, move to the middle of nowhere and, you know, don't try to still help other people and be Christ-like, if you will. So it's sort of a tough thing, and it's almost reminiscent of The Matrix, where they're walking through and they have their own law. They're sojourners, basically, that are until they get caught by the agents. And that's the whole point, isn't it, is to step out of agency and never get caught by the government agents again doing something against their law.
You know, it's interesting. I was in a court, lobby area. And I realized how little I knew about what was going on around me at that moment, when I sat there and law enforcement officers, were coming in, straddling people into the court from the paddy wagon. I always called it the dog pound wagon. It was like how you catch the dogs that are at large. So I just consider everybody that's in the Social Security program or just a bunch of dogs at large. It's just called the catch and release program. They call it sport fishing. So they go out there and catch you and then release you, because there's no money if they kill you, right? We've even changed fishing techniques into that idea. They call it sport fishing now. There's no longer just catch and keep. Now we actually say, we're just going to hook you and then release you. We may damage you a few times in the process. Don't worry about the scars from all the hooks that we get you with on the bait that we cast out, but we'll let you back out after we catch you, because there's no fun in going out there just killing you, because then we don't have a chance to use you over and over again. So they use sport fishing in the law. And that's truly how the system is operating. And people are confused on the fact of the system that we're in is not there for what they actually believe it to be there for. Legal is not the answer. Legal is based on a system that does not have morals or principles. It's based on strictly a judgment factor that's looking at something based on what did you do and how did you do it. And we just want the penalty exacted for it because someone's going to collect on it. It has nothing to do with the idea of morals or principles. So it's a very, very difficult arrangement to basically, you know, bring into spirituality. And I know that we go over this over and over week after week, but people don't understand that legal is the opposite to grace. It has nothing to do with spirituality. It has nothing to do, it's all about money, and money has no conscience. And that's why I would always use the analogy that a stiff pen has no conscience. So when there's money involved, anything's on the take. You can't trust anybody anymore, and the whole system's on the take. The judges are on the take. They know they're on the take. They could be bought in 10 seconds. There may be a small segment of judges who cannot be bought. There's a small segment of police officers who could not be bought. They're all on the take because money, I mean, most officers of the law will see in one moment, especially if they're even a narcotics officer, in one moment, the amount that they see, that they seize in one bust of illegal contraband is more than they would ever see in 10 years of working for the police force, if not 20 years. So are they not going to take the same temptation and become the criminal that they're busting the, you know, every day for? So therefore, it's a system that you cannot control it because the greed and the lust and the money are involved. And you can't have a good contract without greed, because we don't slap or strike hands without the words greed. I could be wrong, Clint, but I think the money is the problem. You can't serve God in money. So I've never been able to find out to get this out of the system on it. Because how do you control something you do not produce? So whether I try to exempt myself from it, that I can understand. To say, look, I don't want to be part of that. I could have at least a choice. So fine, go ahead. This is what you thought I was going to be part of, but I don't like your grant and I want nothing from it. So you guys manage your own nonsense of what you perpetrated or predestined upon me. But you cannot make me into an artificial legal entity. I have a say on that. And therefore, that's where consent comes in. And that's where, you know, my journey is on this right now. And some things are going to open up in the next little while. I've had some good discussions with people that you've actually initiated from being on the air. Because I get these very, very unique conversations come into me by email. And I thank you very much for that, because it's opened up a lot of people that we're talking about that are they're there seeking truth, and they call me. Yep. They call me up because of your show.
Well, I was inspired
by Clint's show. I want to talk to you, Dan, directly. So they call me up, and now I will, and then let the listeners know that that when they do send me an email, I will give them my phone number. I'm not worried about talking to them directly. It takes me longer to email them. It's just because my one finger motion on the computer takes longer, so it's a lot quicker for me to spiel it to them than it is for me to punch it out by, you know, by email. And let me tell you, it was painstaking what I sent to you last night, because it took me forever to do it. What would have taken someone seconds to do took me forever to do, because I'm much quicker by sending someone a letter or talking to them on the phone. But I knew that it was quicker for me to send you at that moment, you know, what I had found last night. And we may want to talk about that tonight on the air, because it's quite the clincher on how the system operates, and people better realize that what we're about to release to them on the air, it is the gold. We are giving them the actual truth, because we did the due diligence that maybe at the moment they just didn't have the time to do.
Well, go ahead, man. I mean, the difference between me and you is that I write a lot better than I speak. You are the opposite. So
no,
go
I'd
ahead,
say you're,
man.
You know what? I like the way you speak, and I knew from day one that when we were talking on the air that we would continue talking on the air, because I knew there was a reason for us to let people know about what we had found. And I had gone down some crazy research that made no sense to the average individual. In fact, to the point, I was receiving books that I don't even know why I received them, because people would give me entire complete sets of the laws of England. Someone would give me at random, they'd say, I'm on the internet and I found the Department of Census Department of Commerce, okay, 1939 Birth and Death Registration Handbook. I said, why the heck would you be on the net looking for a book like that, let alone the fact you're giving me the book, and now you're telling me to research it, and then give you a synopsis of what I found after reading the handbook. And so I ended up with many books, like that corporate suretyship book we talked about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
When did anybody, and I mean this, when I've never listened to a seminar on sovereignty, patriotism, the solutions in commerce, numerous speakers on it. I'm not going to bring them up on the air because I'm not there to bring them negativity, but when did anybody ever read out of a book that actually explained that the birth certificate was involved in the deal? Then when we read that thing on the air on corporate suretyship that talked about the newborn bond being christened.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's funny because there is now sort of a meme going through the patriot or non-patriot or free man on the land or creditors in commerce or whatever the hell people are, you know, choosing as their particular religious belief in the commercial world, that anybody who talks about the name and the surname are absolutely ridiculous. It's like the name is not a poet, it doesn't mean, that's just, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And yet that's practically all we talk about. So, I mean, for some people, we are apparently taking people down the wrong direction, even though we're reading right out of their own opinions. I mean, it's pretty amazing that the ignorance that is put forth, and I think purposefully by some of these gurus, who again, I think are purposefully set up as gurus by the powers that be to mislead people, really, you know, again, the name is not important. Are you kidding? The name is everything. Well, go ahead with all of these words, you know, execution being one of the first one. Dang it. I hate it when this happens. Communication problems. Yeah. All right. Yeah, looks like we lost Daniel. Sorry. We'll come right back, though, and we will get into this. Here's an interesting quote. There is no provision in the Canadian legal system for anyone to transfer their given names to any person, corporation, or trust, any document purporting to achieve that goal is in and of itself invalid. You don't think that's important? There is no provision in the Canada legal system for anyone to transfer their given name. There is no precedent for it. There's no requirement. There's no. It's all, in other words, a voluntary act of incorporation. Daniel, you back?
I'm back, and you're right on. All right. It is a voluntary act. Had the parent not put them in, had not disclosed what was privately the property of God given them, that has nothing to do with the world, the same statement, the perfect or the good confession made before Pontius was, my kingdom is no part of this world. Well, your God-given name is not part of some crazy imperfect man's scheme of imagination. And therefore, all these G20 nations that meet have nothing to do with God. They have to do with controlling all the people who don't know who their God is and do not know how to be moral and have been duped into it, and especially the Christian movement, who have the most reprehensibility on this matter because their religious leaders, these electric church leaders, have been making so much money on the secular side, they've misled their people into believing that they needed to be part of this licensed abomination, using a name that is not theirs, that identifies them as not a believer in God or spirituality, but a believer in nothing more than a imagination, idolatry, something that we recreate. And that's why our world is all based on the Roman recreation system of recreation entertainment.
Well, let's go over these words that you well, you said, first of all, well, that you posed the question, what did the Pope say when he saw the devil?
Yeah, I was told this by a Protestant preacher, being my dad at the time. He said, what did the Pope say when he met the devil? He said, oh my God. Well, if that wasn't the truth of the moment, because that's the people who are running the scam of spirituality worldwide, and they've duped the entire world, and that regime, that Vatican, they could not destroy. That was the Roman Empire who could not destroy the following of Christianity in its pure form, because they would not indoctrinate or incorporate their God-given name into the state. At that point, once they realized what the truth was, they would not incorporate into a secular regime, a money regime. They stood their ground, and they were being thrown into the arenas. Most people think they were just thrown in the arenas because they said they were a Christian. That is true, but it was based on the fact that they said that their sovereignty was of God, not of man. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they were being executed one at a time, but as they were being executed, more were being shown, more were joining the movement. And so the Roman Empire didn't know what to do with them, so by the time of Constantine, he said, okay, why don't we just make sure our Caesar becomes a pope, and we'll make him the head of church and state. Well, welcome to Her Majesty, head of church and state, but not head of Christ, because Christ has nothing to do with the word church. And so church was mistransliterated into the Greek scriptures from the word ecclesia, as was the word slave was transliterated into the word servant deliberately, because the whole idea of Christianity was God purchased you. He bought you because you're his creation. Therefore, he owns you. Now, when does the creation become a creator? Impossible theory. But it didn't go over well with the idea of commerce and the idea of duping all the ignorant people that were being taken over and basically squashing out truth. So the Roman Empire is still very alive and well today, not only in the monarchy in England, but very well and alive in the United States of America. Based on the idea of, look at your Washington, D.C., and if you do not see Roman structural architecture, then you are definitely blind. And it is still 100% running down a civil system that has nothing to do with God, because civil means pagan in its original origin, which means you are not a part of a covenant nation or not part of something belonging to God. So, nice to found the United States on the idea of the Bible, but nice try when the fact is that God doesn't need you to restart a new idea of his kingdom. So the United States has not got anything to do with God, neither does Australia, England, or any of the other nations out there in the G20. These are run by bad guys, pagans, who do not care about you, Clint, or me, or anybody else out there. These guys are 100% diabolical characters. They are based on doomsday, taking everybody down with them, because they have made a choice for fame and fortune versus spirituality. They have made their decision. They joined the bad guy. They joined the evil. They are nothing to do with good. And the only thing to take out evil is good. And good, when it gives up, evil takes over. So welcome to the amount of evil that's going on worldwide.
Hmm. It's an institution. Just like the churches have institutionalized goodness into evil, it's kind of the same thing. Well, so let's talk about some of these terms. Black's Law 4th, the word execution.
Oh, that's a good one. I sent that one to you for a reason. Myself, I don't think I had a handle on that. Despite I would read it on a regular level, that word execution especially legal execution, every time you go to a lawyer to do something, it's called a legal execution. And most people have got so used to the word, they don't understand the meaning of it. And so it's really a seizure of property is a legal execution for a debt. Now,
well, so
I wondered, could the debt be so bad that at a certain time they did a legal execution to seize the entire debt, and if you seize the entire debt and you have a debtor, there's no possible way he can operate in business anymore, so he's kind of like dead. He's dead in business, like a closed account. You shut down his account. There's no accounting on him anymore. He's finished. Now, it was only until I received a disclosure on someone who was arrested here in Canada that someone gave it to me based on being Johnny on the spot at a court where the lawyer was too busy generating so much money that he did not even bother to show up for the client that he was retained for. So he sent the client down to get the disclosure. I ended up with the disclosure because he handed it to me before he handed it to the lawyer. And on five separate pages of the disclosure on the criminal arrest, it stated that his original arrest date was his birth date.
Really?
Five separate pages stated the original arrest date was the birth date and identified the arrested debtor as the name that occurs on every docket in front of every courtroom with the name in reverse. So if you are John Doe, on the court date, you show up as Doe, comma Joe, John.
Oh, boy.
So it's a reverse. It shows you're in the debt. That's how they brought back the debt on the civil, during the Civil War on the trains. They brought them back on a roll call with the names in reverse, in alphabetical order of the dead. So when they do an obituary in the newspaper, they always have your name in reverse. Surprisingly, if they have the audacity to put a memorial picture of someone in a newspaper, they put a picture, a physical picture on it, they stick the name the other way, so instead of Smith, John, they'll show the picture of a memorial of the dead under John Smith. So they don't list the obituary under Smith, John. They show it under John Smith with a picture. So all we're doing is impersonating the dead. They have told us, they have shown us, and they're going, no one's going to see this, Clint. Clint's nuts. Dan is nuts. And he's not, and you're not giving, you know, what people want is they want a monetary solution. So they want you to bring them to a monetary solution, which is the problem. The whole problem is the money. Because people can be bought. The question is, are we for sale? Is anybody trustworthy if they're for sale for a price? They always say every man's got his price, right?
Absolutely.
Could you trust someone if they're for sale? If you knew truly someone could be bought for a certain amount of money, would you trust them as your trustee?
Absolutely not.
That's the ultimate question.
So you're
saying... That's the moral question. I don't know.
Saying,
what do you think, Clint?
Well, are you saying that by referring to the arrest date to put someone in that arrested, I guess you could call it arrested development, are you saying they were referring to the original birth date from
Yeah, they said they were decades? Arrested at birth for a debt because they were using the debtor's name, right? Surname
and this was
debt or a debtor.
This was what kind of case?
It was just a criminal, normal, it was just an arrest on some stupid dispute between basically a common law couple over who controlled the custody of a minor. And one party wanted to control the minor at their place of residence, and so the police went out and the one party wasn't cooperating, but during the arrest of obtaining the child back to the one who had the custody of the child on the legal side, they arrested the party, and the disclosure said that the original arrest date and five pages of the arrest documents was the birth certificate birth date. That was the original arrest date. You have been arrested for debt, but you've become the surety of that fictitious original arrest date. So we just stepped into a setup.
Well,
we were induced to become surety for another.
Yeah, yeah. Here you say
based
that the
on a scheme of a bunch of guys who do not believe in spirituality.
The definition
so
of
no
legal.
Possible...
Oops. Do we have
so
it?
So that's why I sent you that information from the handbook, physician's handbook on birth and death registration. Now, remember we talked about the corporate suretyship book? I recommend everybody to find out where all these books are. I got three of them, and I'm not going to tell you where they all are, because the problem is that I know these are not for the regular eyes to see in the system. So most of these have probably already been absconded by the state authority. But they weren't a problem when everybody was asleep and stupid. Now there's an awake audience, and now they're pulling them off the shelf and making sure they're seizing them. But it's called the Physician's Handbook on Birth and Death Registration, U.S. Department of Commerce, Bureau of the Census, 1939.
All right. Well, so yeah, you define here the definition of legal execution found in the Canadian Law Dictionary, which is defined as seizure of property for purposes of satisfying a judgment under the common law process of writ of fieri facias or equivalent process.
Okay, so they arrested a debt. Now, on the statement of birth records in Ontario that the parents fill out, it says, I am satisfied to the sufficiency and correctness. They're talking about a debt, because satisfied means payment of a debt. Then they issue the birth certificate, which is a judgment in favor of the state, who is in charge of the legal name. So they put it in favor of them. So all the debt judgment goes to them. That allows them to borrow money on that certificate from those that are funding the debt, because all the crown titles have been hypothecated and literally leaned for a third party debt. So the third party or the Federal Reserve banks are lending out on that names, on those titles, those surnames. And that was what it was. It was shown that the debt was paid by the parent placing the name on the record. Then the state receives the money, so they don't give it to the child, because the child is only, in reality, not entitled to legal tender. They're real. They're natural. They have nothing to do with the state. The state is
all right,
legal.
Folks, stay tuned. We will be back. Very interesting. Very frightening, actually. More on execution when we get back.
Stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious.
Welcome back. Now, this is actually kind of an incredible thing, Danny, because again, the Black Slavoth execution, the word execution, the carrying into effect of the sentence of the law by infliction of capital punishment. Now, we got to remember, capital means head, and if you're a legal capital, that means a legal head. It's not your real head. Well, we call it capital punishment in that sense, too. However, birth and death registration by the United States Department of Commerce, Bureau of the Census 1939, and number 198 says, cause of death, legal execution. What the heck's that saying?
I can't. What are the odds of that?
Well, I mean, I assume that's referring to someone who is not abjured, but sort of forcibly removed from their civil life.
Yes.
I mean,
if they execute the bond, I had the birth certificate in a court case on the back or superimposed, sorry, on the front of a birth registration that the parents filled out, and we superimposed the front and the back of the birth certificate on the statement document, which is like what you've been accused to be. Now, normally in a court of law, they would execute a judgment based on what's there, but they were after somebody because their system runs on you just being the surety for this make-believe judgment arrangement. Like, it's like a court thing that never really went on, but it went on with or without you at birth, and you were adjudged to be the debtor because of just being there at the wrong place at the wrong time. So they issue this birth certificate that says you're the debtor. And then you just later, at age of election, 18, sign on to it officially. So the minute you file your first IRS tax return, your first CRA, Canada Revenue Agency, Catholic Revenue Agency tax return on the collections of the tithe on you being part of their church debtor tithing, you initiate the system and you take over suretyship for that bond. Now, according to the Bible, Christ died, wiped it out. Colossians 2 states that he canceled out the certificate of debt. The Gideon Bible was probably the most accurate on its rendering on that. So why are we carrying a certificate of debt if it was canceled out? Well, then there'd be no way to run money, would there? So they've got a, why don't we just forget about that thing? We're the Catholic Church who doesn't want that to go out of the way. What are we going to do with this event of somebody who's showing people spirituality, who aren't going to be involved in fraud, deceit, and immoral behavior? Why don't we just create a system that allows anything to go by license? We'll call it indulgence. We'll call it licentious behavior, and we'll advocate it. And we'll even set up a legal crew of people called devil's advocates. And they'll run a bar association to be called to the bar, the barrier between truth and fiction, between truth and a lie, between truth and consequences. But they'll only sell you advice. They'll add to the advice, but they will not deal with the problem. They'll only just give you things to kind of make the problem not as bad as it could be, but they'll never cure it.
They'll never tell you to quit.
Because under law, legal has got nothing to do with grace. We need a judgment debtor. We need a penalty. We need a scapegoat. We need someone to take the hit. We need someone to pay the price. So what we'll do is we will get people to become the surety for it, because we can't run a system on grace, because we run a democratic society that's got nothing to do with theocracy or the theme that was in the Bible. That, again, the U.S., let alone Canada, says they founded their constitutions on. Give me a break. If they founded constitutions on the Bible, they wouldn't need a constitution, because the Bible is the constitution.
Right.
You don't need another charter. Why would you recreate it and stick it in there in a way that other guys' pens are on there, leading people astray and then calling themselves founding fathers? That's blasphemous, because the Bible says, call no one your father but your heavenly father. So you got the Pope and the founding fathers of the United States. I have a little problem with this, Quint.
I can see why.
I have a little problem. I have a problem with the book. If they don't want the book, I understand that. Then throw the book out the door. So all U.S. Christians, throw that out, if that's an oxymoron itself, whether or not Canadian Christians, Australian Christians, no such thing exists, because there's no such thing as being a secular Christian. It does not exist. These are secular governments. Mammon is opposed by the Bible. It says you cannot serve God and mammon. There's no in-between. There's no halfway. There's no half-pregnancy in this. It's one way or the other. So the only way out of this is to kill that certificate, because we applied for it based on our ignorance. And we're the only ones in the power to cancel it. So the power is in the people if they wake up. But here's what's going to happen. Clint, you cancel your certificate because you have the authority to do that, because you applied for it. or your parents applied for it, and you have the ability under age of election to choose the right side, to choose spirituality versus money. So you cancel the certificate. All you have to do is cancel it. Cross out your consent on it. Cancel it out. Write void across it. Send it back in. Remove your given consent off of your Social Security contract, your license to drive, all that stuff. They have nothing. They have a body without a spirit at that point. Then they got a problem. Because their illusion only works with us energizing it. So we do that. Now we've got the, yes, there is power in the people there. If they do it. But you know what the problem is? The majority of the people in the problem are going to persecute you for going down that way. Because they're going to say, bad Clint, you don't want money. You're harming our scene. You're pulling out. You're jumping off the Titanic ship. It's about to crash, and the U.S. Titanic ship is about to crash because they financed the entire worldwide debt. They mortgaged it, debt pledged it through the U.S. dollar. Worldwide, the entire barometer of the economic system is based on the U.S. dollar. Remember, they stated, the ones who killed Christ, the blood will be on us, own us, on us, U.S., on U.S. That's by chance.
An attorney then will never tell you, well, if you don't like it, go back to Christ.
Yeah, and they don't realize that you have the authority to cancel the debt bond that they're holding against you that has, once it's canceled, it's over. They have nothing against you. That is the ultimate liberty that they were talking about in Scripture. No part of the world means no part. The whole thing in the Revelation, the disclosure, that's the disclosure book on the debt. It says that the governments are going to turn on the Vatican, the seven hills of Rome. They're going to take them down. They're the perpetrators of fraud, the harlot, the prostitute.
Now, you were mentioning...
They are the ones basically running the whole money scheme on all the souls that they've stolen, because they have everybody working for hours, because they say you're ours. You don't pronounce the H in hours. They're claiming you as ours because they control your spirit of time. They're called a timocracy. They steal you because they take your time up under a spell. They're casting spells on everybody. You're
they
only
turn
here for a spell, Clint.
They turn your time into money.
Spirituality. And spirituality, your spirit is God's. They have no authority over it. And that was the belief in the faith system of the early Christians, who said you can take our body, but you cannot take our spirit.
Oh, boy.
And so this is where the faith comes in to walk out of this. And that's the journey that I'm going down on this right now, is to end this part of it. And yes, I've lost a number of those who lost their faith on the way, who've actually even turned me into an enemy now, which is exactly prophesied in Scripture that would happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's true.
I have experienced it. I know it. And you know the ones I'm talking about because you've received emails from them.
I have received emails telling me to go against you because you are a false this and a false that, and yeah, it's amazing.
And I'm not, for a false guy, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a pretty penniless guy.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you right now, there is no account to leave to anybody, there is no money, there is none of that, and that was nothing that I ever saw in the Scripture of the ones that were going down a spiritual journey ever had access to. But I'm being blamed for not attaining that or giving them that solution.
Yeah, well.
And so I realized at the end, this is what this is. This is a faith journey of spirituality. This is a war between good and evil. And the bad guys have got 99% of the souls out there right now. But it appears that the prophecy says an awakening would occur from every nation, tribe, and tongue would walk out of this, would get out of it. They would not be a private citizen. They'd be out. They'd be done. No attachment. Period. Out of there, under the highest sovereignty, which is God. How do you basically charge God? Impossible. You can't charge God. He's the creator. How do you charge the creator? but they can charge their own recreation for those who don't believe in them, and that's called idolatry, and that's why everybody carries an ID. For those that are an idiot or a lunatic in their system, based on people that are certifiable believing in the fact of this legal schematic of non-grace, non-spirituality, based on nothing more than everything's got a value or a money aspect on it. So they placed a money value on their head, and they love when you do that, because they'll even send you to war, kill you, and collect on the difference on your bond. They make more money when they kill people than they do when they're breathing.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's another aspect to this. You were talking about that earlier, and, you know, if they don't get currency out of you, they can, you know, your death is, of course, insured, and they're going to just collect at the end of your natural life.
And you can't collect on your own death. So
nope.
In the Social Security program, the guys who have the royalties on your last name, they collect on that. They bought the judgment.
You were saying off air that China, in some fashion, is politically and in the open now going or pronouncing itself against the Vatican.
That's right. In China, even despite the fact they look on the surface to be allowing the regular organized Christianity in there, they've literally, despite the Pope Benedict telling them that they need to open their minds after the Olympic, that would hopefully condition them to look at the world differently, the government, which is a military state in China, has stated the fact that they will not allow the Pope in there because he is basically a threat to their military state in business.
Wow.
Because there's no morals in democracy. It's got to do with money. So in their military state, their whole idea is the regime of generating capital or money. It has nothing to do with morals. They'll allow people to still continue looking like they have permission, but there is a huge underground religious movement of Christianity in China that is banned, which is meeting unconventionally in homes, private homes, as the early Christians did. And they're looking right now for direction because they don't know what to do. They are truly being persecuted, and it is happening in the U.S., and that's why I mentioned the book that to you in the email, which you've mentioned, though I have not had a chance to thoroughly review it, but from the write-ups on it, it appears that the shutdown of Christianity will happen, and the state will ban the Bible as a hate book because it does not forward the agenda of a democratic state. It is not pro-democracy. It is based on moral theocracy and the idea of returning to your allegiance to your spiritual creator and his appointed son who came down here to warn you ahead of time, 2,000 years in advance, to let you know that there's a bad awakening coming if those that do not wish to adhere to it will have to deal with. It will be a divine judgment, but not based on man's judgment. It'll be based on the creator who has the right to judge his creation. So there is a bad spiritual prophecy for those who don't want to see this, but right now there's a huge war in it. So what's the best thing to do? Illegalize or make the Bible eventually illegal, which has happened before because they did ban the Geneva Bible, and that came before good old King James, who was nothing more than a very bad guy who did very bad things that were completely contra to the Bible. This man was nothing more than a debased pagan under the guise of Christianity. And he hated the Geneva Bible because it pointed out the flaws, not only in the Catholic Church, but the Anglican movement.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Daniel, I'm glad that you are in my house right now. and that we are having these discussions that others can hear. I'm glad to be in this fight with you. I understand it now. I mean, I understand what's at stake. And when I say stake, you know what I mean. And I think our audience yep. now knows what that means. They're trying to make us keep our stakes in that system. The notion of, I think, what you're talking about, I don't think has really sunk into people, because people see the churches on every corner and they say, well, what are you talking about? Christianity's not being persecuted at all. The Bible's not being persecuted. They make you put your hand on it in court and say, I swear to God to tell the truth. But that's not what we're talking about, is it?
No. They're about to ban it. There is going to look like there's been a fall or a destruction of what people think on the guise is Christianity, but it's not that. It's the Roman Catholic control version of all the religions below it. All of the false religion that has misrepresented Christ. It's all going to come under scrutiny. And there's so much profit in the artificial monopoly wealth game.
Gotta take a break, sorry.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about a wonderful heart drop bar. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
Like, I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart.
Welcome back, folks. Well, yet again, we are at the end of this segment of the continuum that is the Corporation Nation Radio Show. This thing has turned into a beast, I'll tell you. We are... the stuff we're learning nowadays is just getting... Well, it's mind-boggling, and yet it's so empowering and so enlightening. And Daniel, you've been a major, major contributor to my understanding, my comprehension, my ability to learn. And I want to thank you for that. And I hope that we... well, I mean, what can I say? I hope that this avenue that we are participating in right now, this construct, is going to be available to us for a lot longer, so that we can finish our journey together, and really, you know, truly, truly create this thing we're looking for.
Well, the way I look at it, Clint, what's happened is people have lost their journey to an extent on their creator. We've gone down thousands of years of man's journey down his own governments, his own regimes, placing trust in nobles and the princes of men that the Bible itself said not to do. Don't do that. It says we walk amongst the dead when we lose wisdom. Now it makes sense why we're walking in that legal dead forum trying to make a living. We're now returning back to our creator. And even though it's been explained through many movements, even many New Age movements seem to be going towards that, but the key thing is that the actual message has never changed. It's been there from the beginning, and the book is there, and it's survived right to the last moment, but they're about to ban that book. Now, when people realize, when they come to the point of banning that book, when they ban the Bible as a hate book, as something that's anti-democratic, anti-New World Order, anti-peace and security, they will attack those that have adhered to it. And people will actually see the tyranny of the regime that they're actually supporting. And it will not be a good security for them. The Book of Thessalonians talks about the nations declaring peace and safety, which is another term for peace and security. And then it says sudden destruction will come upon them. It says that the landlord, Christ, is going to come back like a thief in the night, because they're not ready. They've stolen the idea of his property, which is his people, and they're thieving it based on inducement, which goes back to the Garden of Eden account, where Adam and Eve were induced to commit sin. The same evil is running everything, and these guys adhere to it. People don't believe that their government is involved in these things. These guys that are running these governments are ultimate pagan, sworn an oath to the devil. They believe in the devil. The people may not, but their government leaders do, and they have sworn an oath to adhere to his mandates, and they're going to follow it. Right to the point of executing most of the population. There is a judgment day that they're running on their own schematic that has nothing to do with God.
And I agree, man.
Bringing it forward.
Yep, we are at the end, unfortunately. I couldn't agree more, and I'm really, you know, I would have called BS on you not that long ago, Daniel, but I'm in concurrence with you, man. I see it for what it is. Anyway, folks, we'll be back tomorrow with Bert. Take care. Thanks, Daniel.
With financial uncertainty.